let's be frank here. In 2010, tragically, our state, Greece, became bankrupt. And Europe, official Europe, in its infinite wisdom, decided to deal with this bankruptcy by unloading the largest loan in human history on the weakest of shoulders, those of the Greek taxpayer, on condition that the bankrupted nation is going to have to shrink its income by a quarter. I think it takes an 8 or 9 year old to understand that this cannot end well. What we've been having ever since is a kind of what I call fiscal waterboarding policies that have turned this nation into a debt colony.
Of course, many people say that whatever sympathy they have for the position that the Greeks find themselves in, we're at a point now where actually there's the first glimmers of light. What are you going to do now? What are you going to turn to Europe and say?
That this is a kind of insult that has been added to injury to speak of light. This was just pure propaganda to prop up the previous government. The glimmer of light that you're referring to was the great news, which was celebrated massively in Europe, that Greek GDP rose in the third quarter of last year by 0.7%. But in reality, GDP went down in euros. What happened was that we had, average prices fell faster than incomes fell. This is a typical case of a Great Depression. And Europe, in order to maintain its denial over what has happened here, has decided to celebrate this as a glimmer of light. The light came yesterday when the Greek democracy chose, to quote your very own Dylan Thomas, to stop going gently into the night and to rage against the dying of the light. So the light is beginning now in Greece, only to the extent that we can have a rational deliberation with our partners on what to do next.
OK, but we know from what your partners, not least the Germans, have said here, that actually they've moved pretty much as far as they can. We heard the deputy chairman of the CDU-CSU parliamentary group this morning, who's an advisor to Angela Merkel, Michael Fuchs, saying, how can I tell my voters that they have to pay more for the Greeks?
Ha, that's a fantastic question. I'd love to have an opportunity to address the average. Look at him or her in the eye and say, my dear fellows, the problem is not that you haven't paid enough. The problem is that you've paid far too much. You've paid 240 billion to Greece over the last 5 years, for heaven's sake. But what you don't realize, of course, is that less than 10% of that has gone anywhere near Greece. All of the rest has gone to the creditors. It has fallen into a black hole of debt, which is unsustainable. So what we will come to Frankfurt and to Berlin and to Brussels with is a plan for minimizing the cost of this Greek debacle to the average German, to the average Portuguese, even to the average Slovak, who, is poorer than the average Greek and yet has to contribute to this never-ending vicious cycle.
OK, but what does that mean? What does that mean in terms of what you're going to put on the table and say, this is what we want?
Well, we're going to put three or four things on the table. Firstly, we're going to come up with genuine reforms that we need to implement in this country in order to put an end to the bureaucracy, the corruption, the tax immunity, not even tax evasion, tax immunity, which has been, these are the basic malignancies of this nation. Secondly, what we want to do is we want to create a rational plan for our debt restructure so that this, what I call Ponzi austerity, ends.
Okay, and you're talking about writing off half of it, is that right?
No. We listen. There is a lot of posturing before every negotiation. You know that, don't you? So the gentleman from Germany, from the Christian Democrats you mentioned, was posturing. There's been a bit of posturing on our side. What really matters is that now we sit down and discuss a way in which the haircut to our debt, the debt write-down, is minimized. We don't want to pay back less than we can. But what we're saying is to have this debt schedule or debt repayment schedule as we do in the moment, at the moment, which is completely unrealistic and utterly disconnected from Greek growth. That is not good for them. It's not good for us. What we want to do is we want to bind our repayments to our growth.
Right.
We want to make them partners to our recovery, not to our misery.
There are other things that Syriza has said that it will do, and I wonder how much of them was posturing, like increasing the minimum wage, recruiting thousands of civil servants, introducing new welfare benefits.
Well, let's take them one by one. the
Briefly,
welfare
if you would.
Benefits. Yes, sure. We have a humanitarian crisis. People are sleeping rough on the streets. People who had shops and houses and families until 1 or 2 years ago. It is preposterous that any decent European will begrudge us the determination to actually feed them and to provide some basic shelter for them. This is not simply giving money away. Secondly, on the question of the minimum wage, this is the private sector minimum wage. This is, has nothing to do with state finances. And I shall submit to you that just like President Obama and various forces in your own country, we believe that having a hideously low minimum wage is not conducive to macroeconomic stability.
Okay, and just in a word, well, or in a few words, what is the likelihood that Greece will be still in the euro in what, in a year, in 5 years?
Let me say that my prophecy is not an art that I want to exercise, but I shall make the political statement and the moral statement that Europe is in a has a degree of fragility which ensures that we Europeans who happen to be in the Eurozone must be very careful not to toy with talk, with loose and fast talk of Grexit, of fragmentation, because if that begins to happen, forces that are quite destructive would be unleashed that no one can contain. Grexit is not on the cards. We are not going to go to Brussels and to Frankfurt and to Berlin in a confrontational style. There is plenty of room for mutual gains and benefit, and we shall endeavor to find that room and to make sure that whatever deal we negotiate with our partners is going to be beneficial for everyone in Europe, including Britain.